Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
From those Crossbreed Holster Studios, what a pleasure to be here with you today. Ooh, a week before the 4th of July, America's Independence Day. Lots going on, lots to talk with you about today. Remember, your week doesn't end when you turn on Armed American Radio. No, it begins. It's starting. This is the beginning of your week, and we've got a lot to cover with you today. But first, I want to tell you something. I want you to calm down. I want you to take a breather. Relax. Chill out. We've coined a new line here on Armed American Radio, and it's get your head out of your media. Get your head out of your media. America's propaganda machine is working triple time overdrive today, aren't they? And they have been for the last week. Propaganda machine, the mainstream media, propaganda. If you've listened to me for any length of time at all over these last 6 years together, you know my utter disdain for the mainstream media. I believe the mainstream media to be the single most dangerous entity this country faces. This country can survive a presidency, then it will. This country will outlive and survive Barack Obama and his change. We'll go about change here in just a few minutes, too. Sean may have to work my levels a little bit because I don't know that I can do it quietly. Earlier today, in fact, I was having a conversation with Sean about today's topics, when my wife opened the door and she said, you know, the whole neighborhood can hear you. But it's passionate. And here's why. But let's go back to propaganda. Do you know what propaganda is? Do you know what it's defined as? Propaganda is defined by, and we'll just use Merriam-Webster's. Propaganda is the spreading of ideas, information, or rumor for the purpose of helping or injuring an institution, a cause, or a person or ideas, facts or allegations spread deliberately to further one's cause or to damage an opposing cause, which is a perfect description of America's modern mainstream 24-hour news cycle media. The bias in the media you have seen on display over the previous 2 weeks, particularly over the last 2 days, more than you've seen in a long time in this country. It's an equation that goes like this. Control the media, control the message, control the message, control the masses. And God forbid you're a headline surfer, which is what they're counting on you to be. Headline surfer on Armed American Radio would be low information voter to other radio programs. Here, we call it stupid. Jonathan Gruber Americans. And the Barack Obama administration depends on a certain amount of that to further enact their agenda of change in America. More on change in a second. But I want you to take a breather because it isn't as bad as you think it is. Take a breath. Now, the mainstream press in the 24-hour news cycle has the ability to make the world make it just look like it's falling apart around you, and it's not falling apart around you. This is the same country today as it was last Sunday, last Friday, last Monday, pick a day. It's the same country. But if you take a look at some of the aggregate websites, conservative, liberal, doesn't matter. Let's take Drudge. Lest they say you never talk about the conservative. Let's take the Drudge site. Have you ever heard of Matt Lewis? Have you ever heard of Philip Rucker? How about Matt Costas? Does that name ring a bell to you? Julian Zelizar, for example, do those names ring a bell to you? How about Roberta Rampton, Richard Cohen, or Steve Holland? Of course you don't know who they are. Now, some of you news junkies may go, oh, I think I read something by them one time. And you would be right. Those are writers. They're columnists. They're opinions. They're pundits. And Drudge, as an aggregate website, takes the things that they want to take, and they're experts at it because they like to gin up the attitude. And if you looked at the front page of the Drudge Report and you looked at the top six or seven headlines up on the top left corner of the page and you read all of those things, you would think this country was going to hell in a handbasket immediately. It's done. It's over. We're finished. Conservatives are done. Republicans are finished. They don't stand a chance. They're done. They either have to get with the times because of the gay marriage ruling, or Republicans are finished. Christianity in America's history, it's done. Why bother going to church? It's over. These are opinion writer boneheads who you've never heard of, who a news site linked to. It's not as bad as it sounds. And I'll give you an example of one of these. I believe this one. Let's take Jody Cantor. Jody Cantor wrote a piece for the New York Times. And what is it called? Her piece is called Historic Day for Gays, but Twinge of Loss for an Outsider Culture. I want you to take a listen to the opinion piece here. Because, I read this at about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I thought, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I'm going to get riled up because of this. Why don't you take a listen to this? Mainstream acceptance does not necessarily cause minority cultures to wither. Other groups have been buffered and buoyed by greater inclusion. But being gay is different from being a member of an ethnic or religious minority. Now take a listen to this next line. Many gay children are born into heterosexual families. And same-sex couples often have offspring who are straight. Now, if you're like me, you're saying, what? Many gay children are born, all gay children are born into heterosexual families. That's biology. It can't be the other way around. Same-sex couples often have offspring who are straight. Same-sex couples can't have offspring. Not in the biological sense. And I read these and I think, man, you got to be kidding me. This is what's happening to the mainstream media. And I wonder how many other people catch this stuff. So I want to take this opportunity now to tell you, relax, calm down. The world isn't coming to an end. It's not as bad as it sounds out there. You're going to be just fine. Remember the 2016 elections, the midterm elections. Remember the state houses. Remember what's happening across the country. Remember the Second Amendment victories, one right after the other. What you're witnessing is a propaganda machine, a mainstream media working in overdrive to attempt to destroy your way of life because they hate America. That takes me back to the word change. Does Barack Obama love America? Does he? No, he doesn't. Who was it got in trouble? I think it was Giuliani got in trouble saying that Barack Obama didn't love America. And the mainstream liberal press went absolutely crazy. Oh my God, they could say that about him. No, he doesn't. Every single time I've heard him speak, particularly over the last couple weeks, he hasn't uttered a sentence without the word change in it, at least that I've heard. Change, 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 change. This is the type of change we're talking about. Let me tell you something. You don't change what you love. You ever have your house painted? You and your wife standing out in the front yard looking at the house going, I love the house, but we got to change the paint. You don't love the paint if you want to change the paint. If you want a new wife or a new husband, you want to change your spouse. You don't love your spouse. Barack Obama does not love this country. He hates this country and is doing everything in his power to change it into something that he can love. And in the process, along with the mainstream media, is attempting to destroy everything this country was founded on. an astonishing 2 weeks. And I'm not talking about the gay marriage ruling. Don't care about that as far as the actual content of the case itself. I care about it in the context of the legal reference of how the court got to where they got, because we're going to be talking with Alan Gottlieb in the next segment about the 14th Amendment and what does it mean? Because the rumblings now about this case, I don't care about gay marriage. Joe and Paul love each other. Good for Joe and Paul. No concern there. I want to know how they arrived at this decision under the 14th Amendment, because we told you on the daytime program 2 days before the ruling came down that if they in fact ruled in favor of gay marriage, then my concealed carry permit should be good in New Jersey. Alan Gottlieb will be here in just a few minutes to talk about that. We'll talk more about change later in the program. We've got a couple hours together after this hour to have this discussion, and I'm looking forward to it. John Lott will be here. Neil McCabe will be here to analyze. Armed American Radio starts your week from the Crossbreed Holster Studios right now. Buckle in. It's going to be a good one.
Folks, you know that the United States Concealed Carry Association protects responsible gun owners from jail and bankruptcy if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Well, I want to share an incident that happened to a USCCA member a few weeks ago. The member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life, and was arrested and held on a massive bail bond, even though he never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, and get him home to his family, they had him to work on Monday morning. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today to arm you with 18 things you need to know before leaving your house with a gun. Go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com. Folks, you know that the United States Concealed Carry Association protects responsible gun owners from jail and bankruptcy if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Well, I want to share an incident that happened to a USCCA member a few weeks ago. The member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life, and was arrested and held on a massive bail bond, even though he never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, and get him home to his family, they had him to work on Monday morning. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today to arm you with the 18 things you need to know before leaving your house with a gun. Go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios, and the Second Amendment Foundation is more important than ever before, more important today than yesterday. I can promise you that. And it's an organization that you must join or at least contribute to. SAF.org. Toss in your $2, your $20, your $200, your $2,000, your $20,000 if you can afford it. If you're one of the top 1%, we want you. Yeah. If you're not, we still want you. It's very, very important in today's day and age. I don't need to tell you that. You already know that. That's why you listen to this program. And before we get started with my next guest, I'm going to tie just a couple things together. I was talking about the mainstream media when I opened up the program just a few moments ago. And I mentioned to you that the mainstream propaganda machine is working overdrive, and they are working overdrive. And I mentioned to you a couple pieces, and I saw that one ridiculous, ludicrous piece in the New York Times. And I thought, this is what the media in America has come to. And it's just pathetic. And I'm here to remind you, your values are not in the toilet. Your traditional lifestyle in America is not garbage. You are mainstream America. The mainstream press is not. They are pushing a very small agenda that affects a very small minority of Americans. And they are doing everything in their power to make it appear mainstream. It will fail in the long run. Trust me, the next big story rolls around, whatever they decide it to be, their camera crews are going to move in that direction. Don't forget that. You are mainstream America. You as a gun-owning American are mainstream America. You are it. And don't ever forget that. Let's go to, well, before I do that, hold on. I have to set this up for Alan. We were talking about the gay marriage ruling. I don't care about Paul and Steve or Janet and Alice. Doesn't matter to me. That's not what I'm talking about. That makes no difference to me. I have no opinion on this program about that whatsoever. What I care about is how they arrived at the ruling and what legal precedent it sets. And I want to take you back to McDonald versus City of Chicago, which was a landmark decision from the Supreme Court of the United States, which determined whether the Second Amendment applied to the individual states. And the court in that case held that the right of the individual to keep and bear arms, protected by the Second Amendment, was incorporated by the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment and does in fact apply to the states. It cleared up the uncertainty left in the wake of District of Columbia versus Heller as to the scope of gun rights in regard to the states. Prior to the gay marriage ruling coming down earlier last week, a few days ago, I said on the Daily program, depending on how this case is won, based on how it was argued, if it was won, and I expected it to be won, would or might determine the future of national reciprocity as it was a licensing issue being federalized by the courts against the wishes of the states. In other words, let's look at this analogy. First, let's go to Alan Gottlieb. Alan, welcome to the program. A lot to ask you about here. Am I safe to say that by making the comparison to gay marriage, we had 36 states that were may issue or were shall issue, right, as far as gay marriage is concerned? Other states sued. Where similarities here are not a stretch. Now we have a gay marriage ruling that incorporates gay marriage to the states at the federal level, much like we have the fundamental right to keep and bear arms. What does this mean going forward? Am I way off base here? Can you help straighten this up? There's a lot of talk about it now.
No, I don't think you're way off base. To paraphrase Associate Justice Anthony Kennedy, who wrote the same-sex marriage decision, if you relate it to guns instead of gay marriage, it paraphrase would be, no right is more profound than the right of self-preservation. And under the Constitution, all citizens should be able to exercise the right of self-defense anywhere in the country. It disparages their ability to do so and diminishes their personhood to deny the right to bear arms they have in their home states when they are visiting other states. So paraphrasing exactly what he said about the marriage licenses from one state to another would apply exactly perfectly to concealed carry permits from state to state. But you know what our problem is, Mark? The four liberal judges who basically, went with this decision would never apply that to guns. But now we've got Kennedy. It'd be very difficult for Kennedy to say that he wouldn't apply it to guns. And so maybe we have our 5-4 majority again to be able to do this. So now it's like get a case to the Supreme Court in this area, and it's going to be very interesting.
It is going to be fascinating. There's a lot of talk about this, Alan, and I know there's going to be some redundancy here, but I think it's very, very important as we talk about this anew in the wake of this gay marriage ruling using the 14th Amendment that we go back, if we can, if you can take just a couple of minutes and clarify the McDonald decision. We're on hundreds of cities right now across the country, and it's no doubt that we have listeners to this program right now whose ears are perked up a little bit because they're hearing this connection between guns, the right to bear arms. Maybe they have one. Maybe you have one in the console as you're listening to Alan and I talk right now. And you're hearing an equation here that you never considered before. Gay marriage and my guns, what does one have to do with the other? That's what we're here to tell you about. Alan, can you briefly tell us about and set up the McDonald decision and how it was won on the grounds of the 14th Amendment? Then we'll apply it to the next case that we just saw a couple days back.
Well, again, you saw the inconsistency here on the court. They determined the Second Amendment in Heller was a fundamental right. And if it's a fundamental right, especially if it's in your Bill of Rights, then you really pretty much have to incorporate it through the 14th Amendment by either the Due Process Clause or the Privileges and Immunities Clause. And, of course, four justices said it should be done under due process, and one justice, Justice Scalia, said it should be done under the Privileges and Immunities Clause. But either way, we got the 5-4 majority saying that. What's interesting is four of the judges that said that gay marriage, which obviously is not in the Constitution itself or in the Bill of Rights, where right to keep your arms surely is, those four judges for gay marriage determines that it's a fundamental right, but those four judges wouldn't give the right to keep your arms to be a fundamental right. So the inconsistencies here, depending on one's political viewpoint or political philosophy, is absolutely astonishing and amazing and so inconsistent that it really makes them all look kind of silly, quite frankly. But at this juncture, though, they may have just cemented it for us that in the area of reciprocity for concealed carry permits, they're going to have to apply the 14th Amendment due process to it and definitely say that, if you have a permit in one state, it has to be recognized by another state because it's a fundamental right.
Okay, it is for those people, we've got 30 seconds for those people who might not understand exactly what we're talking about relative to the 14th Amendment. Let me set that up for you very quickly. The 14th Amendment requires a state, and this is from the gay marriage ruling. The 14th Amendment requires a state to license a marriage between two people of the same sex. The fundamental liberties protected by the 14th Amendment's Due Process Clause extend to certain personal choices central to individual dignity. Now, Section 1 of that says, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the U.S. of the state where they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. Sounds like it applies to me. Back with Alan Gottlieb right after this.
WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
Have you ever noticed that every time the subject of immigration comes up, the conversation just never seems to go anywhere? Our border remains porous, and we want a fence. But a fence, we're told from the people who live in gated communities, just won't work. And so the issue dies, and in a nutshell, nothing changes. Hey, this is Mike Gallagher. Most of you are familiar with my friend Ann Coulter and her no-holds-barred approach to the issues and challenges facing the country we all love. Well, she's at it again. And in Adios America, Ann is at her provocative best, trying to stop the left from turning our country into a third-world hellhole. But she's providing our nation the provocative conversation we need to have. And we need to have it now. Grab a copy of Ann's book and let's start that conversation today.
Adios America, the left's plan to turn our country into a third world hellhole. From Ann Coulter is out now from Regnery Publishing and available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere.
Did you know Grandma is adopted? She was adopted when she was just a little baby.
Really?
You know, if Grandma wasn't adopted, we wouldn't be here.
Well, I'm sure glad she was adopted.
Me too. Grandma had candy at her house.
Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski, and I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard People. Did you know there are over 2 million couples waiting to adopt? And that includes children of all races and those with special needs. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of information and alternatives, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America, non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Hi, I'm Randy with Arby's Computer Service. For all you business owners listening right now, who is managing your network of computers and servers? I hope you have someone qualified to monitor the hundreds of events that are reported daily by the operating system. If this is not carefully sifted through, you could potentially have the system crash or be accessed via the internet along with all of your data destroyed or stolen. Why not have us manage this for you and eliminate those concerns? We are doing this already for a number of other business owners, and that lets them concentrate on their business rather than the maintenance of the computers and servers. We do it all and quite reasonably too, and we manage your backup. Also, you are doing that, right? Why don't you just call me today at 763-441-3884 so you can put this to rest. One more thing. If you have a broken screen on a tablet or a cell phone, we fix those also. We are the experts in the IT field, and we would love to earn your business. One more time. Here's the number, 763-441-3884, or on the web at rbsmn.com.
Giving your computer problems a boot, Arby's Computer Service.
Are you tired of having more bills than paychecks? In the old days, people would get a job but lay aside money. 10 years later, they would fire the boss and own their own business. We need to get back to that. I'm David Mitchell, founder of New Venture on Wall Street. Join us at our next New Venture on Wall Street 2-day training session and learn to leverage your money and make it work for you rather than you working for it. Someday that extra money will fire your boss. Also learn powerful biblical principles on finances and wealth creation during our show, The Word on Investing, weekdays at 2:30 here on AM 980, The Mission, the Twin Cities Christian Voice.
And hopefully through your training in New Venture on Wall Street, you'll have plenty of time to spend on the golf course. Get registered for that next New Venture on Wall Street seminar July 17th and 18th. The first 10 people to register get a free round of golf at Deer Run. Call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-8 723 or online at nvows.com.
Family Now.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm having a fascinating conversation with Mr. Alan Gottlieb, a great friend of mine, a great friend of yours, believe me, an individual who founded the Second Amendment Foundation and heads up the CCRKBA, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, among many, many other things. And it is because of Alan's efforts and the efforts of near 1 million of us who are members and contribute and support these groups, and brilliant attorneys such as Alan Gura and a number of state rights organizations across the country who come together. This is real grassroots. This isn't some Shannon Watts, I started a Facebook page that Bloomberg likes. That's not what we're talking about. That's AstroTurf. We're talking about real people making real change. Obama, we own that word. You don't. So, Alan, welcome back to the program. There's a piece this is getting, this nationwide concealed carry reciprocity as a result of this ruling, really shows, I was real proud to see a lot of the forums light up, and a number of the press releases come out, and pieces like from Bob Owens over at BearingArms.com, SCOTUS ruling on same-sex marriage mandates nationwide concealed carry reciprocity. We saw the same thing from our good friend A.W.R. Hawkins over at Breitbart. Same-sex ruling sets up national reciprocity for concealed carry. People are paying attention, and they're in tune to what this means. Let me read you a piece that Bob quoted from Fox News. The Supreme Court ruled Friday that same-sex couples have a right to marry nationwide in a decision that invalidates gay marriage bans in more than a dozen states. Gay and lesbian couples already can marry in 36 states and the District of Columbia. The court's ruling means the remaining 14 states in the South and Midwest will have to stop enforcing their bans on same-sex marriage. Let me change that wording. The Supreme Court ruled Friday that concealed carry license holders have a right to carry nationwide in a historic decision that invalidates the ban on concealed carry licenses in more than a dozen states. Concealed carry permit holders already can carry in 36 states and the District of Columbia. The court's ruling on Friday means the remaining 14 states in the South and Midwest will have to stop enforcing their bans on concealed carry licensing. This makes perfect sense on the grounds of the 14th Amendment. Tell me I'm not being too simplistic here.
You're not simplistic at all. However, to make this a realism, so to speak, we have to get the Supreme Court to rule it for the Second Amendment rights as well.
Okay.
So it's going to take a case to work its way up through the courts. Otherwise, I don't want any of your listeners taking their guns across state lines to state where they're not allowed to carry them and get arrested, because that could create a problem for them. But somewhere down the line, this adds fuel to the fire on our side. There are no two ways about it.
Are you looking for a case now, based on what you saw in this ruling, are you actively looking for a case now to move forward with?
Well, actually, some of the cases we already have in court, we may be able to apply this to and let the courts know that there's a related, you know, action that's happened by the U.S. Supreme Court that now impacts it. And we could get a ruling in some of our current carry cases. We could get the case, you know, in D.C. or in California. And there's no doubt that I think, you know, the fact that this related issue is going to be of note to the courts, and we will be making those, you know, notices to the courts in cases we currently have. So we may not have to find a new case. We may be able to apply it to some of the cases already working through the court system. That would save us a lot of time.
What would it be a stretch for me then? Because we know this is an active department, an activist Department of Justice in the Obama administration. Maybe the Department of Justice, much like they did with marijuana and federal immigration laws and everything else, will just look at this gay marriage case and say, well, you know what? No doubt that's also going to apply concealed carry licenses. We'll just stop enforcing bans and we'll let the states know, right? Maybe they'll do that?
No. Well, right now, the states don't really enforce those bans.
Right.
States enforce those bans right now. So it doesn't mean the Justice Department has to do anything. But this Justice Department will do nothing at all to advance Second Amendment rights. There's no, their track record is already there. And most of the judges appointed by this administration will do nothing to advance Second Amendment rights. Just like the four justices of the Supreme Court that ruled against Heller and ruled against McDonald will do nothing to advance our rights either.
All right. Now, those four justices, the four liberal justices who we knew were going to automatically, we knew there were four justices going to rule in favor of gay marriage. The fascinating part about the case, as we said, was the ruling based on the 14th Amendment, which was very similar to what we saw in Heller. Now, wouldn't they be ruling against themselves if you're successful in getting a case like this in front of them?
Yeah, I would think so. The problem, though, is that they don't really rule by law. They rule by man. If they like the issue, if it's politically correct for them, they make up the rulings. If they don't like the ruling, you know, what it applies to, like right to keep their arms, they just make up rulings against us. So I don't expect those four to flop and say, okay, now, you know, we have to apply the gay marriage ruling to, you know, concealed carry. Those four are never going to do it because they don't even recognize the fact that you have a right to own a firearm in your own home.
Yeah, that's really something. Do you believe Kennedy wrote in his opinion, as you said at the beginning of the first segment or the second segment, to set that up?
Yeah,
is it possible?
I think it's possible. I think now there's no doubt that Kennedy, on reciprocity, is forced to vote our way. And I think Kennedy's the kind of guy on the court that cares about if he made a ruling like this and it's his own language, he's going to have to stick with it. I believe it really is going to influence Kennedy a whole lot, yes.
Okay. Well, We're definitely paying attention to this, as a lot of other people are paying attention. You see that when you see some of the larger news outlets are beginning to pick up on this. So we're obviously going to continue to follow this. Let's go in a different direction with you now that we have you and we've cleaned that up a little bit. And I really appreciate you answering some of those questions. I believe, forget gay marriage, forget the flap that will go away over the Confederate flag and all the dopey liberals and the propaganda machine working overdrive. Forget all that. I believe it or not, that the most important thing we heard relative to the future of our gun rights over the last 2 weeks had nothing to do with Barack Obama standing up and politicizing a eulogy, which is just absolutely shameful. It just, nothing he does astonishes me anymore in that respect. That it was not the Confederate flag flap, that it was not gay marriage, but it was the fact that Barack Obama came out openly praising Australia's gun confiscation again. And when he uses Australia as an example for the United States, what he is saying, he is cloaking his real desire to confiscate firearms in the United States, because that's what he is actually praising. Am I off base?
You're never off base, and you're, again, 100% right. That's Obama's agenda. Look, when he was a state senator, he sponsored legislation to ban private ownership of handguns. So he's always been for banning guns. There are no two ways about it. Now he knows he doesn't want to say that. But he praises Australia, telling the American public what Australia's laws are or what they ban. So this is his way of copping out again. But you read the tea leaves correctly.
Well, that's scary. What was really amazing, we talked about it on the Daily program with a number of guests over the week. One of them was Bob from Bearing Arms, who picked up on that also, as many people did. But the mainstream media, Alan, ran away from it. They didn't touch it. They didn't go anywhere near it. And I used the example of Karl Rove when you were on the program last weekend. We were talking about Karl. And I said that I agreed with you that I believe his comments were taken out of context relative to someone having enough oomph to repeal the Second Amendment. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, I said that we're going to now see somebody from the liberal, progressive, gun-hating side use that as a tool to say, see, look, and they're going to slip up, which they want to do from time to time, and make their real true agenda known, which is confiscation. I just didn't think it would be the President of the United States being the one slipping up and slipping up that quick, because to anybody that's got a brain and anybody that was paying attention, that's exactly what he said. He cloaked his desire to confiscate our firearms by praising Australia's 100% confiscatory laws, which they, in fact, had to do. Alan, can you stick with us for the next segment, or do we have to let you go?
I can't. Today you got to let me go. I'm actually,
no,
real quickly, I'm at a birthday party for Leland Bull. His 75th birthday. He was a former NRA director. His mother Alice Bull was the first woman ever elected to the NRA board. And I'm celebrating his 75th birthday. So I stepped out of his house right now to do the show with you.
I
apologize.
Happy birthday to everybody. Send them all our love. Thank you for taking time to join us out of your busy schedule. We appreciate it. Alan Gottlieb, Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. Join them. Big mistake not to. Very important in today's day and age. I'm Mark Walters. I'll be back with some commentary right after this.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Beginning this year, Magnum Research Incorporated, a car arms-owned company, is proud to bring the Baby Desert Eagle 2 back to the U.S. market. The Baby Desert Eagle 2 offers a double-action, single-action trigger and plenty of firepower. Available in 9mm, 40 S&W, and 45 ACP, several barrel lengths, and either steel or polymer frame, the Baby Desert Eagle 2 is an exceptional handgun value. For more information, visit MagnumResearch.com today. That's MagnumResearch.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
As Americans, you have the right to bear arms. You also have the right to have and cook great food. Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and I just launched a great cooking guide. It's called Try This Dish. Why not spice up your dinner? All you got to do is go to irfnews.com. It's chock full of recipes, DIY kitchen tips, everything that's got to do with cooking. That's Try This Dish at irfnews.com. Give it a try today.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossfreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to these Crossfreed Holster Studios. How about they nailed that second murderer up in New York, huh? Yeah. He survived his gunshot wounds. The other one wasn't so lucky. I did just see a picture of him. We got the studio monitors going, and I did just see a picture of him. You know, I don't know how he thought he could walk down a street and be unnoticed. This was one dirty, nasty, grubby SOB. Man, oh, man. Anyway, astonishing story. Going to be a movie made about that prison break in New York, I do believe. I don't think we've seen the beginning of the heads that are going to roll up there in that prison. Kind of interesting. We haven't heard anything from the warden. Warden who? Oh, I bet his, you know how we like to find the stories where the names fit? I wonder if it's warden fired. That guy's history. Sean, how you doing down in Dallas, Texas? You okay today?
I do's all right.
Do's all right. That was a fun couple segments with Alan Gottlieb. Extremely informative.
Yes, it was.
Absolutely. I like when he feels good, I feel good.
Yeah.
Now, again, we're talking about the Supreme Court. You know, a lot has to happen for something like that to go into effect. You've got to get a case in front of them. And then they have to agree to take it. And then you have to win the case. However, based on those grounds, they can get that case in front of them. It can be tough not to win it.
Yeah.
I A.W.R. Hawkins had a piece up on Breitbart. It was titled, Same-Sex Ruling Sets Up National Reciprocity for Concealed Carry. Take a listen to what he put. And he says, when the Supreme Court of the United States, SCOTUS, ruled that every state must recognize same-sex marriages, they used a basis for judgment that will not easily stop at same-sex marriage. In fact, it is a basis for judgment that should offer itself to national reciprocity of concealed carry permits and permit holders. Now, the 14th Amendment, as we were talking about with Alan, was the linchpin in that ruling. And take a listen to what Justice Kennedy said in his majority opinion. Under the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment, no state shall deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. The fundamental liberties protected by this clause include most of the rights enumerated in the Bill of Rights. Now you have to ask the question, are Second Amendment rights among those protected by this clause? And as A.W.R. Hawkins points out, if you take the Supreme Court at its word, of course the Second Amendment rights are protected under the 14th Amendment. Because you have to remember in the McDonald versus Chicago case that Alan was telling us about, a case that he won, by the way, the Second Amendment rights were incorporated under the 14th Amendment that they used to strike down Chicago's gun ban in that case. And interestingly, as A.W.R. Hawkins also points out, in the McDonald decision, Chicago, was 2010. 2 years prior to that, 2008, the Heller decision ruled that the Second Amendment rights were, quote unquote, fundamental in and of themselves, as well as, quote unquote, from Heller, fundamental to the nation's scheme of ordered liberty. So based on what Kennedy wrote in the gay marriage ruling, and that he referred to, the fundamental liberties protected by this clause include most of the rights enumerated in the Bill of Rights, of which, in the Heller case in 2008, the Second Amendment was listed and named individually by this court as a fundamental right in and of itself and fundamental to the nation's scheme of ordered liberty. Those four liberal justices have a little problem on their hands next time a concealed carry reciprocity case makes it up to their bench. So while we can look at that as a potential huge upcoming victory, I believe we certainly will see national reciprocity at some point. It's going to take some time. So it's not something that's going to happen today. The Pied Piper in Chief, Barack Obama himself, politicizing a eulogy for the pastor murdered by a 21-year-old racist scumbag in Charleston, South Carolina. Despicable in and of itself, but not unexpected from a despicable America hater. As much as I thought I wouldn't see that, I wasn't shocked when I did. And now the media, the propaganda machine working in overdrive, the Confederate flag flap moving as the propaganda machine tells you at lightning speed to change America overnight, which is nothing more than stories being pushed by an America-hating propaganda machine, by the way. One has to wonder whether the shooter in Charleston didn't win. Did he win? You know, that individual was also seen holding a burning American flag. Wasn't 2 days later, Louis Farrakhan was calling for the American flag to be taken down. So one has to wonder, when we see the liberal propaganda machine working in overdrive, picking up on the president's expected politicizing of, yet again, exploitation of another tragedy, evil, acts of evil, exploiting evil for political gain, which is in and of itself absolutely disgusting, disgraceful, and despicable. But consider the source. It's not surprising. One has to wonder if, in fact, he won to a certain extent. So it's a question, one you can ponder. Next hour, John Lott will be here. John is going to break down. We're going to talk with him a little bit about Australia, some of the things we touched on briefly with Alan Gottlieb. Again, I believe that was the biggest story of the last 2 weeks that wasn't even a story. Remember, the media is biased not only and propagandizing the news, not only based on by virtue of what they tell you and what they print and what you hear and see on television, what you read, but more importantly, by what they leave out. You didn't hear much coming from President Obama's comments praising, I believe it was during the podcast that he used the N-word also, when he praised for the second time, mind you, in 2 years, Australia as a model for American gun laws. Australia confiscated near 1 million guns, forced confiscation. It was not a buyback. So consider this, that when Obama praises Australia, he's telling you he'd like to hear a knock on your door, and when you open it, an individual look you dead in your face and say, "Hello, I'm from the government, and I'm here to take your guns." Dr. John Lott will be here, author of More Guns, Less Crime, Fox News contributor, famed economist. He'll be here in the next hour to talk a little bit about that and set Obama straight on the lies he tells while he politicizes tragedy to further his own gun-hating, America-hating agenda. That's what change means. I hate this. I want to change it. You don't change what you love. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Back right after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now.